Hello.
Hello.
We were in a
little stare down.
Hello, standoff.
That's right.
Who's gonna do it first?
You did. You cracked.
I did. I can't stand an awkward silence.
Yeah, me either, but I was just too nervous to say anything.
You were so nervous.
Very nervous.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do here.
It's like it's your first time. Hello. So we are Stacy and Pete. Pete and Stacy.
It's the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast.
Because we don't.
I didn't know what we were saying.
We don't want to grow up. It's better that we didn't rehearse. It's better. It's better it was off the cuff. You know, you get the gist.
Yeah.
If you forgot.
I don't want to grow up, because maybe if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. Or gay, or toy. Oh, boy, I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
A few things. We have a few things to talk about this week before we get into the meat of the episode.
The real thick part of the episode.
It's thick with it. First of all, you got me a Nintendo game that I wanted.
Yes, I did.
That I remembered. It was like a core memory unlocked.
Core memory unlocked.
CMU.
Someone reminded me of, I remember the remote control game show on MTV. Mm-hmm. I've shared lots of clips of that on our social media pages and stuff. But I forgot about the Nintendo game.
Yeah.
And that is one that I used to rent from the video store. This would have been Video Park. No Blockbuster yet in the 80s.
Right.
This came out in 1989.
Oh.
So maybe when did Blockbuster come about? I don't know when it came to my town.
Yeah. I mean, Blockbuster started in the mid 80s, I believe.
Oh, I definitely still would have been at Video Park because my sister worked there. Definitely in 1990 because I have video proof of that.
Yes. 1985 is when Blockbuster officially formed.
Okay.
But who knows when it came to your spot.
Yeah, I bet we didn't get it until early 90s.
Early 90s.
Anywho, so we got the game. We put it in. I was just even from the intro, I guess you'd say, of the game.
Yeah.
It was bringing up lots of memories. And we played it for a little bit. But what's funny is we're kind of bad at it.
Because, whoa. I crushed the computer at that.
I was giving you answers.
I was getting plenty of answers myself,
but there
too.
Were some things that yes. we neither of us knew. But the thing is, what we didn't think about, and we've come across this with like the Nintendo game of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, where they ask things that were timely, you know, whenever the game came out.
Right.
What's funny is that I feel like the contestants on the show, on the real life show, were like, I feel like you had to at least be 18. And the way they looked to me was that they were early to mid 20s.
Right.
That could be way off because people looked older than they were back then.
They were probably 12.
But, you know, they were asking questions about shows from like the 60s. Shows
yeah, lots of them.
We would have been watching like on Nick at Night or TBS or something. They were asking questions about. They were asking questions about like My Three Sons.
Yeah.
And what, like the Patty Duke show, things like that, where it's like, oh, Happy Days.
Yes.
You know, we knew some of them, but some of them, they were listing off names of like all the brothers. And I'm like, I don't remember. Yeah, like, no I remember clue. The intro to the show pretty much.
And listen, if I never watched that show even back then, I wouldn't know who those people were.
Right. But they just, all the questions definitely seem like something like, okay, maybe a 20-year-old would know that.
Yeah.
At the time, because they were probably a kid watching those shows when they were actually airing.
Yeah, it was a good little view back in time. Now, the game itself, not great.
No, but it was fun to
see. It was fun.
It's not one I can see myself playing a lot of, but
no, but it's nice to have it there, yeah.
Yeah. What would you say we've played the most of since we got the NES back?
Oh, Tetris by far.
Yeah.
Tetris and then Tetris on the SNES as well.
And then also, I mean, we played a lot of Super Mario Brothers.
We did.
Tubin.
We played a lot of Tubin. It was fun.
That was another one that I kept remembering, but I didn't know the name of, and we had to look it up.
It's so funny to contrast the two versions because I have Tubin in one of our arcade one-ups.
Yes.
Which is close if not, you know, a recreation of the arcade version
it's
of it.
So hard. It's
very
so
difficult.
Hard to play.
But graphically, it's like that's the real game. And then on the Nintendo, you get like the 8-bit version of that game. It's just funny to be able to see them like right next to each other.
Also, though, there is still another game that I have not been able to find. And maybe I played it on my computer and not the Nintendo. But I swear it was like Tubin, except I feel like they were like lifeguards and people were going down the rapids. But it was more like totally tubular. Like it was very...
I think I know. Yes, I know what you're talking about. There was some kind of like whitewater rafting game.
Yes.
We'll have to go look that up because I don't know what it is.
I know. If you know the name of it, send me a DM on Instagram or email us or whatever. But I really would like to know what that one is, because I remember Tubin as well. And I think I was kind of mashing them both up. But then once we got Tubin, I was like, but this still isn't.
This isn't it.
Exactly what I was thinking. And I also feel like it's more pulled out, like everything looks smaller.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but you know, if the camera was there, the camera would be more zoomed out.
Wait, for Tubin or for the one you're talking
about?
For
the one I'm talking about. Yeah. Everything was tinier.
Right. Well, we'll have to go poking around because that's a good thread to go on, like whitewater rafting. There's got to be another one.
But it also, I feel like there was like beachiness to it.
Hmm.
Like lifeguards and stuff.
Lifeguards. Well, we'll
but maybe they had a few different boards or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, along that realm, we also watched a new movie recently.
We did. We watched the Super Mario Brothers movie.
It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. So many
references
and little glimpses and stuff in the background all over the place. It is absolutely littered with sounds and pictures and just little objects here or there that, oh my gosh, it's just fantastic.
And it's visually, it's really fun as well.
Oh yeah, it looks great. Mm-hmm. I mean, the story is fun.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it's the greatest movie of all time, but it probably is the most fun video game movie of all time.
I don't have a lot to compare it to.
Well, you didn't watch like Mortal Kombat?
No, I didn't watch that.
Missed that one. What about the original Super Mario Brothers movie?
Is that with like real people?
Yeah.
No, I remember like seeing clips of it and I remember when it came out, but I didn't go see it.
Okay. Well, either way, this one is a ton of fun. Absolutely worth a watch.
Yes. And this is not an ad.
No, it's not an ad. Just go check it out if you want to. We don't care. We don't care if you do or don't.
We care. We just, it doesn't affect us.
I don't care. I'm just kidding.
And then we had one other exciting thing happen.
We did.
A couple days ago, I had someone comment on one of my TikToks and they were like, congratulations on being on the top stories on Yahoo.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then we immediately stopped what we were doing. I think we were watching something and we like paused and we like went searching. And it says In the Know by Yahoo at the top. And it's an article by Cassie Morris. This came out on May 18th. What's funny is the headline says, Gen Z is losing it over this 1990 JCPenney's spring-summer catalog. And then a quote, but why do I like these? What I think is funny about this, like, it's great. It makes me happy. They did give us credit. They did link the video. And I've gotten probably 100K more views since they posted that.
Have you?
Yeah. But what's funny is I guarantee you most of the people in these comments are not Gen Z.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I read that as well. I was like, well, are they though?
That's just not our target audience. I mean,
no.
It's definitely millennials, zennials, and Gen X is like, you know, I mean, that's obviously that's what we do around here.
It's how we do this.
But I still thought it was funny that they were saying like Gen Z was into it. Maybe there were some Gen Zers in there, but.
Can you get demographics off of your post or anything like that?
Yes. But and I did actually went and looked at the analytics on that, and the majority definitely female between the ages of like 37 and 45 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and so then, we're right.
For sure. But I don't mind. I'm just happy that somebody shared about it.
A really fun experience. You're just like, wait, what?
Every time something like that happens, it just blows my, I mean, every time. It's only happened twice. And then someone else messaged me on Instagram to let me know about it. And yeah. I really appreciate people doing that because, again, I would not have seen it otherwise. If there was like a Google alert about it or something, I certainly didn't see it. And one of my friends, friend of the podcast, the other Stacy, told me that it popped up in her Google News feed.
Google News feed?
Yesterday.
What a post then. Good job, love.
Thanks. I mean, she's like, I know it caters to analytics, but still. I just think it's cool that it would show up for anyone on any page
fun.
Other than my social media pages. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, yay for that. All right. I guess it's time for show and tell.
Yes, it is. We have Leslie this week.
Leslie is 42, born in 1980.
Favorite 80s movie? Can't Buy Me Love, Beetlejuice, or Overboard?
Yes. Have you seen Overboard?
Is that with Kurt Russell?
Yes.
And Goldie Hawn?
Yes.
I think I have.
I know. I need to rewatch it. I know I've seen it. The other day, I rewatched House Sitter with Goldie
yes.
and Steve Martin. And that was funny because I'm just like, why was I watching this as a kid? Because I definitely did not pick up on a lot of the things that were happening in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and it was something that children probably shouldn't have been watching.
I was watching it. Favorite 80s song? Leslie says, this is impossible to pick just one, but I'll try. The Promise by When in Rome. If you wait around the world,
favorite 90s movie? Clueless.
A classic. Favorite 90s song? Far Behind by Candlebox. Hook by Blues Traveler. Oh Me by Nirvana. And Don't Speak by No Doubt.
Don't speak, no, just what you said. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me cause it hurts.
Favorite 80s or 90s TV show? Different Strokes? That's Incredible, and Double Dare.
All right, toy that she loved as a child, strawberry shortcake doll that had the strawberry breath. And I know exactly what she's talking about because they were like babies, but they weren't the smaller figurines like the ones I have.
Yeah.
They were like a baby doll. They were so cute. And then if you squeeze their bellies, it was like their breath, quote unquote, but
yeah.
a scent would blow out of their mouths.
Really?
And it would smell like how the other dolls smelled.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. I don't know that I ever saw those.
I actually have shared a commercial of those dolls, and so many people commented that they still have theirs and they still smell.
Do they?
Yeah. That's one of my toys that I had that I did not find in the attic.
The breath one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for it.
I know.
Favorite game or book? Sweet Valley High and playing Tetris with my brothers on the original Nintendo.
Yes, as you know.
We love it.
We love some Tetris.
Wonder what their high scores were. Could they compete with us?
Could they? Favorite place in the mall? A department store in Los Angeles, San Fernando Valley called The Broadway. I love to get my back to school clothes there. Also, Contempo and Wet Seal in the 90s.
And finally, Leslie said, I pride myself in being an 80s expert and 90s too, but my passion is for the 80s. I know all pop culture, but better at music than movies. I had four older siblings, so I was exposed to lots of music from the time I was very young. Sounds like Leslie is volunteering for whenever we hold a listener trivia competition for the 80s.
Oh, yes. Write Leslie's name down.
Put her in there.
And finally, you can follow Leslie's 80s Instagram account at ladieslove80s if you love nostalgia, which I know you do, or you wouldn't be here.
Go check it out.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.
And if you would like to participate in our show and tell, you can email us at wedontwantogrowuppod@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram at wedontwantogrowuppod.
We're on TikTok at wedontwantogrowup.
We're on Facebook at wedontwantogrowuppodcast.
And we have a Facebook group called The Cozy Club Fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up. All you have to do is answer a few questions and agree to the group rules, and our incredible mod, Joanna, will approve you. And then we'll all have some cozy fun. If you're interested in We Don't Want to Grow Up merch, you can go to we-don't-wanna-grow-up.myspreadshop.com. And finally, if you would like to help support the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast, and if you would like access to 50-plus bonus episodes, you can come to patreon.com/wedontwantogrowup. We used to only have one tier,
right,
which was $4 a month. for access to everything. Since we took an episode away from you here, now we're only doing one episode a week, we decided to add two more tiers on our Patreon. There is a $2 tier called Short and Sweet, and that's where you'll have access to our shorter episodes like Dear Diary, Middle School Notes, quizzes from teen magazines, things like that.
Yeah. Next tier is our game show tier. It is $3 a month. You get access to the Short and Sweets and all of our game show episodes that we do over there.
And then, of course, our $4 tier covers all of the content, as it always has. So come check us out, and we appreciate your support. All right, so it's time to share some more listener stories with you all. This is part 3 of our Slumber Party listener stories. So this will be the end of our list of responses from people. So I guess I'm going to have to put the question out there again because I just want more of it.
I know. I can't believe we've finally gotten through it.
I know. Do you want to start us out or you want me to?
I'll start us out. First one is from Ren. There was a pizza place near my house that used giant sheets of paper as tablecloths so kids could draw on it. My dad was friends with the owner and he'd get them to give me a giant sheet to take home and tape to the bedroom wall whenever I had a slumber party.
Oh, that's fun.
Then we'd all break out a box of glow-in-the-dark crayons and have a drawing party. Glow-in-the-dark crayons, that's a thing?
I remember glow-in-the-dark crayons.
I never saw those.
Oh, we need to find some so that we can do it.
Ren says, this was in elementary school sometime in the early 90s. Sadly, I've looked, and I can't find glow-in-the-dark crayons anymore.
Oh, no!
I wanted to get them for my little cousins. Makes me think maybe they were toxic.
I guess we won't be getting glow-in-the-dark crayons.
The fun I would have had with glow-in-the-dark crayons, I can't even tell you.
I'm really surprised there's not an option for that. I'm sure, though, that there are glow-in-the-dark
markers or something.
Paint. Yeah. But it's not the same as the crayons.
It's not.
I do love that idea, though, of the giant sheets of paper as tablecloths and just that her dad even thought to bring them home for when she had slumber parties and stuff. I love that.
I wonder if they kept any of the... the artwork.
I wonder if they did.
If they did, please give us a photo of it.
Yes. All right. Next one is from Ashley. I did a millennium party when I was 13. Oh, this makes me feel very old. I had a playlist with Anthem for the Year 2000 by Silverchair. Make it up for you in the year 2000.
Build it up with you in the year 2000. Love that song.
Yes. I know she wasn't saying this was New Year's, but I think we've talked about this before. Where were you at the turn of the millennium, Y2K? You were at work, right?
I was at work because of the concerns.
Right. Yeah, he's in IT.
Yes.
I was at my friend Sarah's house, her parents' house in South Carolina, New Year's Eve party.
Were you?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that the
world crossed.
Wouldn't shut down. The televisions would all shut off or something.
Yeah, I remember watching... you know, Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve and being nervous about what was going to happen. Then nothing happened.
Even at like the small place that I worked, there was a lot of work that went into making sure that wasn't a problem. So across the globe, I'm sure there was quite a few hours spent prepping and then nervously biting your fingernails to make sure you didn't miss anything.
Right. Although I guess like at that point, it had already turned midnight in other countries and stuff, and we knew that we hadn't heard anything bad, you know, at that point. So
maybe we just hadn't heard anything from them because their entire grid was shut down.
No, I feel like the commentators were talking about like Australia and
everything was
Europe
fine.
And yeah.
Next one is from Melissa. Walking to the local video store to rent Basket Case and trying to get drunk on Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's how Coca-Cola works, Melissa.
That makes me think of Talladega Nights. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. My friends and I used to try to get drunk on Surge.
Surge?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of caffeine in there.
Yes. I guess we should say hi on Surge.
Right.
All right. Megan says, about 4 a.m., my dog had to go out, so I waded through the dark living room of teen girls sleeping across the floor. On the way back, I lightly kicked my friend, Heather. apologized, and went for a jump to my spot on the couch. Missed entirely and landed on top of Heather.
Oh, that's great.
She let out an oof. Her arm and leg lifted in the air, and I scrambled to the couch. She never actually woke up and has no recollection of this happening.
Well, she got away with it then.
Yeah.
Good job getting away with it. Kicking the crap out of your friend. This next one is from Kira. We're going to split this up because it's a big one.
We love the big ones.
We do. Hey, Stacy and Pete. Here's my slumber party memories for If You Do a Slumber Party Stories Part 3 episode.
Here we are.
The slumber party I remember most happened when I was in third grade. My friend Julie was spending the night, and my little brother was having a friend over. My mom let us sleep outside in the yard, which was a rare occurrence. We didn't really have a backyard, so we were sleeping on the lawn in the front slash side of our house. Julie and I had recently watched the Parent Trap movie, the Haley Mills original, and wanted to reenact the booby trap prank that the girls pulled on their soon-to-be stepmom. So after my brother and his friend went to sleep, we drizzled honey over them, including in their hair and on their faces, and draped string back and forth over their bodies.
Amazing.
We also wanted to scare them, so we got a plastic toy cat, removed its head, filled it with ketchup and water, then reattached it. The ketchupy water mix leaked out through the seam, so it looked like the cat was bleeding.
Oh my God.
This is intricate.
After we set up the prank, we tried to go to sleep, but there was a group of kids we could see going up and down the block carrying grocery bags. We weren't sure what they were doing, but made sure to sit up and look at them every time they got near our house so they would know to leave us alone. The next morning, my mom was so mad at us. My brother and his friend, who were only in like first grade, had come into the house at 3 a.m. crying and covered in honey and string. My mom had to wash the honey out of my little brother's and his friend's hair. She was not happy. That morning, we also discovered that someone had gone around the neighborhood TPing a bunch of houses. My mom was convinced that, given our other prank, this must have been us too. I told her about the group of kids we saw roaming the street, and she believed me, but as punishment, we had to go to my grandma's house around the block and pull down all of the toilet paper that had been thrown around her yard. I don't think that friend was ever allowed to sleep over again, even though I'm pretty sure it had been my idea.
So Kira was the bad influence. Ooh.
I mean, she was just trying to have a little fun.
Listen, that sounds like a lot of fun. I want to do that to somebody now.
I know.
I only really have one option. This is the old string and honey prank.
Kira, if I wake up to honey all over me.
We know who to blame.
And then Kira added some general sleepover memories. She said, staying up too late, watching movies my parents wouldn't have allowed us to watch if they were up, like Dirty Dancing and The Witches of Eastwick.
Mine was Conan.
Making brownies and eating the whole pan.
Mm.
Buying Marie Callender's TV dinners and cranberry juice that we drank in wine glasses. That was the best. With lit candles to pretend that we were grown up and fancy. Man, I can taste the brownie from a TV dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, speaking of brownies, but there's something different about that one.
Yes.
Almost kind of like the Easy Bake Oven brownies.
Right. They had a unique flavor.
Yes. I don't know. It was probably full of chemicals, but those chemicals were delicious.
Yes, they were.
Renting movies from the local movie rental place. Trying to wake my friend up by playing country music really loud. She hated country music. Truth or Dare, MASH, Light as a Feather. Thanks for the memories and keep up the good work. Thank you, Kira.
Thanks, Kira. That was a great entry.
It was. And yeah, I relate to pretty much all of these.
So they were watching the show MASH?
No, playing the game MASH. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Did I?
I will say, I don't think we ever did like the trying to be fancy at my slumber parties.
Yeah, me either.
But I do remember like on New Year's Eve as a kid, I actually have pictures. I'm like 4 holding like either a wine glass or a goblet, you know, like something like that, that my parents didn't drink.
Right.
But we did have some fancy glasses. And I remember putting like either ginger ale or like Coke or something like that, trying to get drunk on Coke and feeling very, there was just something about it. It did feel grown up.
Very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is from Beach_Lifer1. We had tons of the usual sleepover fun, but around 15 and 16, me and my friends, would say we were sleeping at each other's houses and we would actually cross the border into Mexico and go clubbing. My friend had her driver's license early. The 90s and 2000s were a different time, LOL. We were a different breed. I wonder if any of those parents ever found out.
I know. This reminds me of 90210 or something.
Yeah.
Definitely can't say I ever did that. I was pretty afraid to break many rules as a teenager. Although I didn't have a lot of rules, which is maybe my parents' way of like reverse psychology anyway.
Yeah.
But I was pretty well behaved. I didn't rebel much until like my senior year.
We didn't get into a lot of trouble while sleepovering in general. We were pretty good.
I mean, I'd say the most trouble I ever got in was just for us being too loud.
Oh, yes. Constant trouble for being loud. Parents would be beaten on the walls or the door. Shut up!
Yeah.
Go to bed! It's 4 a.m.
But that does remind me of that one article that we shared on the podcast a while back from one. It was either 17 or YM about people sharing stories of how they used to lie to their parents.
Yeah.
And if they got away with it and stuff. That was interesting. And if you have any stories like that, of stuff you got away with as a teenager, send those in too.
I got away with nothing. Well, maybe I got away with a few things, actually.
That smirk, I kind of want to know more. I probably already know.
You probably already do.
Megan says, when asked about slumber party listener stories, Megan said, no, I always wanted to be picked up in the middle of the night because I was a scaredy cat. That is relatable, too, because I always had a friend that wanted to be picked up in the middle of the night whenever she'd spend the night with me.
I never had that happen.
Yeah. I feel like it happened a couple times with a few different friends, but not often, but definitely with the one same girl. She did it a lot. I feel like, I might have done it once. I do remember the feeling of wishing that I was at home sometimes when I was a kid.
Really?
I mean, even as an adult, I do that.
Man, I loved not being at home.
Well, home for me felt like a safe place. So, but I know it's not that way for everyone.
Well, it's usually because they had better snacks and like some ice cream and better video games. I'm like, why would I ever want to go home?
Yeah.
And I just get to play my Sega Master System when they've got the Nintendo with RC Pro-Am. RC Pro-Am, an Excitebike.
I did normally enjoy, staying over at friends' houses.
Yeah.
I have some specific memories of just my friends' bedrooms. Like I can see them in my mind. And like, I remember at one friend's house, we found a bunch of her dad's like penthouse.
Oh, did you?
And Playboys. And I mean, I was like 10.
Did you look at them?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, it was mind opening.
Yeah.
I guess. That's I agree. What you'd say, seeing things I'd never seen before in that way. Very jarring. That's also the same house where I first saw a lot of horror movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was that house.
Yeah. I mean, but I had good times there. I just remember, obviously. I mean, I guess you always remember your first time seeing things like that.
I had one friend's house like that where, they had like Garbage Pail Kids. They had all the video games you probably weren't supposed to play. And I enjoyed it. Next one's from Carly. We would sneak out of the house and go down the street to Taco Bell and walk through the drive-thru since it wasn't open to dine in at midnight. Hashtag epic.
That's incredible.
It always felt so cool to walk through a drive-thru.
Yeah, I feel like I did that a couple times too.
I have to occasionally do it at the ATM at the bank, and I feel like I'm a badass.
He's a rebel.
Such a rebel. There's cars behind me. I'm just like, you just wait. Car.
I'm here. I was here first.
Somebody's just going to run me over and take my money one day.
No, don't say that. It is funny to think about. I don't know how old Carly was here when she was doing this, but just thinking about seeing kids walking down the street. Also don't know how far away she was from Taco Bell after midnight.
That's late.
Yeah. I don't know that you would see such a thing these days.
Yeah, I don't know. I can safely say I haven't seen it in a long time.
Next up is from Andrea. In elementary school, my friend had a slumber party for her birthday. We stayed up all night and even snuck out at some point and walked to the playground nearby. I think we were in fifth grade. Another sneak out story.
So much sneaking out.
Like I said, I snuck out, but only, I think we did go to Taco Bell one time, actually.
I probably did as well, when I was at my one friend's house because it was within a half a mile.
Yeah, but we drove.
We walked.
Yeah. I mean, because I was like, we were probably 16 or something. Just
yeah.
Hanging out and wanted Taco Bell. And it felt rebellious to climb out the window and go. But then other than that, it would just be like, people would come to my window. You're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a little later. Or like, we would climb out the window and hang out on the front porch. This was before the days of like a Ring cam that would have gone off. So that's what I think about now. It's like, so many people have cameras and things at their homes, and kids can't do things that they would have been able to do.
Sure they can.
By what? Going into the app and turning the camera off?
Yeah, just temporarily.
Maybe they don't have access to it.
Now, if they don't have access, there are ways around it, but it's difficult.
You have to find the blind spots of the camera.
Or you move very, very slowly. But it's got to be really slow.
We're giving some ideas. Luckily, I don't think Gen Z listens to our podcast.
They don't. Next one's from Chrissy. A girl in my fifth grade class had a big birthday / slumber party. Her mom let us watch Little Darlings. They actually owned a copy, practically unheard of, in 1983. Also, a little inappropriate for 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
First time I ever played Bloody Mary and Light as a Feather.
So good. Also, I was just looking up summer camp movies in preparation for some things that we're going to do this summer.
Yeah.
And Little Darlings was one of them that I have actually never seen, and I would like us to watch it. It has Christy McNichol and Tatum O'Neill, Matt Dillon, Cynthia Nixon, but it is about two girls that meet at summer camp and they compete to see who will be the first to lose their virginity.
Really?
While they're at camp.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, that's not really something that you should be watching at that age.
Maybe not.
But
hey, it happens.
We all did it.
Right.
You know, I just didn't watch that particular one. I'm very, very curious about it, though.
Same here. I can't wait to watch it.
All right. This is from Kara. I remember a slumber party I hosted in middle school in the early 90s. What I remember most is putting together my party favor bags. Each girl got Thread for Friendship bracelets, Designer Imposter perfume, and CoverGirl lipsticks.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's like the bags you get at like an event.
Yeah, swag bag.
Swag bag.
Well, and like, I love this because she's in middle school here, but in elementary school, that was a thing. Like, you do treat bags for birthday parties. And I remember I have a specific memory of doing my own treat bags for a birthday party in like 1984. It was in My Little Pony theme. And I remember the treat bags had My Little Ponies on them. And I remember walking around my kitchen table, grabbing each of the treats that were like in little stations and filling the bags. And I thought it was so much fun.
Sounds it.
But I never would have thought to do that in middle school. And that's so amazing.
I definitely never had anything like that.
And friendship bracelets were also such a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, I remember making those.
That I did have.
You had friendship bracelets?
I think so.
Did you make them or somebody gave them to you?
I don't remember. Next one's from Stephanie. Ugh, man. Every great sleepover started with a couple 2 liters of Coke, Doritos, pizza while watching TGIF.
Yes.
After all our shows, playing Truth or Dare, light as a feather, stiff as a board, and telling spooky stories to scare the crap out of each other. In middle school, sneaking out at crazy hours and wandering around town or going to the park.
I sense a theme.
There's a theme.
Thanks, Stephanie. Angel of the Morning, 1978. So random. My mom took me to an Al-Anon meeting. I was 13 or 14, and it was a good-sized meeting. There were a bunch of girls my age who had a family member with substance abuse issues. We all got along really well and somehow had a big slumber party at one girl's house that day. It was the best slumber party ever. There you go.
That is random. Not where you think you'd meet a bunch of people for a sleepover, but hey, whatever works.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure it was probably even more memorable just because it was unexpected.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with people that you didn't know.
Right.
I wonder if they stayed friends with any of those people.
I hope they did.
Me too.
Last one is from Rachel. My 11th birthday slumber party, 1987. With my dad along, we went TPing down the street. We ran back to the house, but they called the cops on us.
Oh, no.
When the police came, my loudmouth mother said, "Don't you guys have anything better to do?" We laughed so hard. Nice example, mother. Those are some fun parents from the sounds of it.
Yeah. Did you ever actually TP anybody's house? Or as we would say, roll yards?
No, I don't believe so.
I only ever remember doing it to, we did it to an old pastor's house.
Yeah.
I think I've told this story on here before where my friend got in big trouble.
Right.
My parents thought it was funny.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I would see it in town occasionally. So I don't know who was having the TP fun, but somebody was.
Yeah. Well, and you know, my house used to get rolled every weekend when my sister was in high school.
Yeah.
But again, it was all her friends. And half the time they would come back and clean it up themselves in the morning. They just thought it was fun to do repeatedly.
Yeah.
And my mom said she would actually keep some of the rolls. Like if they would just like unwrap some of the layers of it and then keep a lot of the rolls just to use. And then have I told the story about how when I was a kid and we went with like my mom and it was a bunch of people from my church and we went to my, I think it was our pastor's house at the time. I think it was for his birthday and they put a giant poster that covered the whole length of his house with a picture of Ernest, like, you know, from like Ernest Goes to Jail.
Right.
Because the pastor kind of favored him and he would always do impressions of him.
Yeah.
And but also, like, majorly illegal, stole a bunch of political signs out of people's yards and filled his yard with political signs.
That part I had heard about.
We did get pulled over.
You say you got in trouble for that, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't because I was, like, 7.
You will go to jail.
But, you know, I mean, they just got reprimanded, I think. I don't know. Because at that point, I don't think they would even have known where they got them all from to return them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, they were very apologetic. I don't think people realized at the time that it was illegal to do that.
I didn't even know it was.
I mean, it is stealing.
I guess so.
So. But
they could probably take it easy. It's 30 cents. This is a serious crime, son.
I remember being terrified, though.
Oh, yeah.
When we got pulled over. And my dad was, like, making fun of the fact that, like, my mom was going to, you know, get her 7-year-old daughter arrested. So that is all of our stories.
Thank you so much for sharing, everyone.
I know. I love them. And like I said, send them in. We love hearing your nostalgic stories about anything. Doesn't have to be sleepover stories. You know, we have also done like the weird things you believed when you were a kid. You know, summer's coming up. So summer vacation stories, summer camp stories. I don't know. Any old thing. Send us your, you know, notes that your friends wrote to you when you were a kid or a teenager.
Camping stories.
Yes. Camping stories.
Share your camping stories. I want to hear them.
Also, like I mentioned earlier, you know that I do a lot of like catalog and magazine posts and things like that. Actually, someone today told me it's time to purge the old catalogs that are gathering dust.
It's time to block that account. See ya. Well,
I know. But I mean, this person that said it isn't even someone that follows me. So they don't know. They don't understand what we're about. And I set them straight pretty quickly.
Good job.
But it reminded me, if you do have any dusty old catalogs or magazines hanging around your house that you don't want anymore, before you throw them away, reach out to me because I might be interested.
That's right. We've got quite the collection going.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm going to hold on to all of them all the time, but I like to at least get them so I can document them and share them with our community. People obviously like it. So
darn right.
People are obviously writing articles about it.
All over the front page.
Gen Z is all about it. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It was firing off lots of synapses. Is that how I would say it?
Sure.
Synapses? No. Is that it?
I think so. Like multiple synapse.
Synapse
would be synapsis.
Synapsis.
That's probably way wrong.
We'll just leave that for the outtakes.
Yes.
Just two more.
You're so cute.
We know who to blame.
Or who to thank.
Yes.
Oh.